I want to tell you a story about this young guy right here, and I want you to look at him and tell me what's a little bit different about him. Yeah. No, that is not Jerry from the last story. Caleb, do you want to take a guess? He looks Irish. Now, you just offended all of the Scotch people here. But since we all are practicing gentleness and self-control, monsieur, we won't be offended. This little guy, his name is Andrew, and he comes from a little village in Scotland. Now, do you know what you call this? Well, I wasn't looking at that as much as this. It's not a skirt. It's not a dress. It's a what? A kilt. And that's what Scotch boys wore. Now, they don't do it as much anymore, except for special occasions. But this story took place a little while ago, and so Andrew wore a kilt because he was from Scotland, okay? Now, Andrew had a love of boats. Anybody here love boats? Fast boats. Well, he wasn't into fast boats as much. He was into boats that have sails on them. He was into sailboats. And you know, he'd keep saying to his dad, "Oh, Dad, I wish I had a little sailboat so that I could take it to our lake and sail it." And finally, one day, his dad said, "Well, Andrew, if you want a sailboat, why don't you make one?" Whoa! Andrew said, "I never thought about that. Would you help me?" His dad said, "Sure. I'll help you." So they went to the lumber store and they got a nice piece of wood, and his dad showed him how to carve and how to be careful, how to not cut himself. And it took a long time, but he finally had a beautiful shaped hull, it's called, for a sailboat. And then he got some dowels. Can I hold one of those up? Thank you. Some dowels like this. What do you think they would be for? What do you call those on a boat? That's right, the thing that holds the sail. It's also called a mast. So he decided to have a big one on his little boat. And thank you. His mom helped him sew the sails so that they all fit nicely. And then he worked on the rigging. Took a lot of work. Took a lot of time. And then he had this piece of wood, but he thought, I need to paint it. And so he decided he would paint it red. And he painted his boat beautiful, red color. And, I don't really remember. Which would you like it to be? Light. Okay, well, let's call it light. Well, as soon as his boat was finished, Andrew went down to the lake that was beside their house. And he had his boat with him. And, I dropped something, didn't I? Well, good thing it wasn't my boat. Anyway, he knelt down on the sand, and he took his little boat, and here it is right here, and he put it in the water. Now, he was a smart young boy, and so you know what else he did? He got an old fishing pole, and he cut the end off it, and he took the fishing line, and he had a little clip on the back of his boat, and he hooked it up to his boat. Why did he do that? Anchor? No, not for an anchor. Yeah. Yeah, so he could keep it from going away and losing it. And so he would let the line out, and the boat would float out like this and float out like this, and pretty soon the boat would be a long way away. And then it would get to the end of the string, and he'd let it float around. And when he was tired and wanted to go home, what would he do? He'd wind it back in. And every day after school, Andrew would take his boat that he loved so much, and he'd go down to the lake, and he would sail it. One day, it was kind of windy. And so Andrew was there, and he had his boat. He noticed that there was a big seagull flapping around up there, and he could tell from the way the seagull was flying that it was pretty windy, So he thought, well, I better be careful here. And so he put his boat in, and it didn't take very long for the string to all go out. The reel all went out, and there was his little boat way far out. But guess what happened? A big gust of wind came up, like a really strong, pretty near blew the old seagull right out of the sky. And, oh, Andrew pulled back on his pole, and guess what happened? The line broke. Just snap like that. And poor Andrew, he stood there watching his little boat go further and further. The wind was blowing it out, and pretty soon he couldn't even see his little boat anymore. How do you think he felt? Oh, very sad. He didn't have a boat so that he could go and try and find it. As far as he was concerned, his precious boat was lost, and he was very sad. Well, I think it was about, maybe 3 or 4 weeks after this that Andrew was downtown in the little village where he lived, and he was walking by a secondhand store. You guys know what a secondhand store is? Pardon? Yeah, it's where they sell things that have been owned before. And he was walking by kind of casually, and he just happened to sort of glance at the window and was going to walk by, and all of a sudden, he did a double take. What? He looked in the window, and what do you think he saw in the window? What do you think? He saw a sailboat. And he went up to the window, he looked closer, and he looked in at the sailboat that was there. Now, this time it was kind of a different color than his, but the more he looked at it, the more he realized, what? It was his boat. It was the boat that he had made. So quickly, Andrew went into the shopkeeper, and he said, excuse me, sir, you've got my boat in your window. He said, here, I'll show you. And he took the boat, and he turned it upside down like this. And he said to the shopkeeper, see, right here in the bottom is a big A that I carved into it because my name is
Andrew.
Now, the shopkeeper was very kind. He said, well, Andrew, I believe you. I think this is the boat that you made. But I got a problem. You see, a fisherman came in and he said, hey, I found this boat way over on the far side of the lake. And he sold it to me. I paid for your boat. And then, Andrew, I spent a lot of time fixing it up, repainting it, fixing the sails. I'm afraid I'm going to have some money if you want your boat back. And Andrew said, well, how much money? And the shopkeeper told him, and Andrew thought, ooh, wowie, I don't have that much money. But then he got an idea. He said, you know what? Mr. Shopkeeper, will you hold the boat for a few days? And I'll see if I can earn enough money to buy my boat back. And again, I told you the shopkeeper was kind, and he said, Andrew, I'll set it aside. You work hard. Try and get the money, and then come back, and we'll do an exchange. And so Andrew went home, and he told his mom and dad what had happened, and he said, oh, I need odd jobs. And anything that anybody needed that he could do, he did it. He cut people's grass. A neighbor had a fence that needed to be painted. He painted the fence. He ran errands. He delivered some groceries for the storekeeper. He did anything that he could. And about 3 weeks later, he went into his bedroom, and Andrew had two bottles, like Pastor Holly has sometimes. The one bottle, the bigger one, was his savings bottle, and he had a smaller bottle that was called his tithe bottle. Have you ever heard of tithing? Yeah, that's giving one-tenth to God. So every dollar that Andrew made, he would put 10 cents in his little tithe bottle. So he didn't touch that. He left that off to the side, but he poured out the big bottle, and he started to count it out. And you know, he got to the very last nickel. And guess what? He went, yahoo! I got enough! I can go and get my boat. So he ran down to the store. He went in. I got a little purse here. He opened up his purse. You see his purse? And he poured all the money out. They counted it out. And the shopkeeper said, Andrew, that's exactly how much you needed. And so Andrew took his boat and he held it in his arms. And carefully he walked outside. And you know what? When he thought no one was listening or watching, he said something. He said, little boat. Now, I want you to raise your hand. This is kind of different printing. But if you can tell what that says, raise your hand. Will you, kids? Little boat, you are... Can you see it? Yeah, it's... I wish it wasn't that kind of printing. It's the top word is twice, and the bottom word is mine. You're twice mine. That's what he said to his little boat. And somebody might think, well, whoa, that's kind of a dumb thing to say. But then Andrew sort of explained it to himself. He said, little boat, you are twice mine because first I made you, right? He'd made the boat. And then he said, second, I bought you. And you know, when Andrew went home and said that to his mom and dad, you know what his mom said? He said, Andrew, do you know what? Jesus can say the very same thing about us. Because Jesus was the creator, right, boys and girls? He made all of us. He made everything. So we're twice his because, first of all, he made us, and secondly, he bought us by giving himself in our place on the cross of Calvary. And you know what, kids? The absolutely most important thing that you can ever do is invite Jesus to come into your heart, to admit to him that you've done things that were wrong and disappointing to him, and let him forgive you and come and live within your life. And that's the story, that's the message of the little boat that was twice mine, because Jesus wants us to be twice his. He made us and he bought us by giving his life for ours. Can I pray with you real quick? Just bow your heads. Heavenly Father, I pray that your Holy Spirit will open the hearts of our children this morning to understand what it means to be twice Jesus, to be made by him, and to be bought, paid for, saved by him. Help the children to open their hearts and invite you to come in. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you very much.